Don't focus on providing and don't focus on your appearance. He says, instead, focus on God's kingdom. Focus on our souls rather than our stress. And he tells us when we put him first, he will take care of the details in our lives. Because God, he again, already takes care of the birds and the bushes, so how much more will he take care of us? But when we focus, when our focus isn't right and our souls aren't right, everything else will be wrong as well. So what does that look like? How do we focus our souls and what will that look like in everyday life?
Worship Generation Radio presents Pastor Nate Gallagher of the Factory Youth, a ministry of Calvary Chapel, Vero Beach. We are currently in a series looking at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. One of the things that we hear Jesus say in this sermon is, "You have heard it was said, but I say to you." Jesus is bringing a new message from heaven, and that message is the way that God's kingdom works and how we can be a part of it. And the kingdom of God is nothing like the kingdom of men. If we want to be great in his kingdom, we must learn to be the servant of all. Although this seems counterintuitive, it makes the kingdom of God accessible for everyone. And in this series, we are learning how we can be a part of God's kingdom. Here's Pastor Nate with today's teaching.
There has to be something else for us to do in order to find peace and avoid anxiety. And Jesus tells us that the problem is our focus. And Jesus breaks down for us anxiety really into two parts. He says food. He says don't worry about food, which is provision. You could break that down into bills, food, house, school, anything that's provision, providing for yourself or providing for your future. Food, and he says that. And then he also says clothes, which I would say is perception or wealth or appearance or success. And he really sums up life. He says provision, which is everything that you're going to do to live now and prepare for your future. And also perception, which is how you look, how you appear, how you're doing, things like that. And he tells us to not focus on these things. Don't focus on it. Don't focus on providing and don't focus on your appearance. He says, instead, focus on God's kingdom. Focus on our souls rather than our stress. And he tells us when we put him first, he will take care of the details in our lives. Because God, he again, already takes care of the birds and the bushes, so how much more will he take care of us? But when we focus, when our focus isn't right and our souls aren't right, everything else will be wrong as well. So what does that look like? How do we focus our souls and what will that look like in everyday life? Three things real quick. Number one, when your soul is right, your soul will affect your situations won't affect your soul. What often causes our stress, or primarily the main cause of our stress, is our situations around us. Whether it's stress in a relationship, anxious about what will or won't happen tomorrow. And these things on the outside affect how we feel on the inside, right? No matter what the situation is, the things that are going on around us outside, whether it's school, work, relationships, family life, anything like that, outside things affecting the way we feel on the inside. But when our focus is on God's kingdom and our focus is on our soul and the wellness of it, we can have positive effect on the world around us rather than our situations affecting us. Christians often allow the world around them to affect how they follow Jesus. And because of it, our world will define who we are and our value. We often allow the situations, the world, to determine who we are as Jesus followers, if we are a Jesus follower, how we're going to act, how we're going to behave. And as a result, we allow the world to place value on ourselves. So the people at our school treat us bad, so we think we're no good. Maybe our parents don't value us like they should, so we think we don't have any value. Maybe our teachers don't think we're very smart, so we think we're stupid. And we allow the world around us to give us our value, and that causes us to stress out. But when we stop and we focus on the value that God has placed on us, we will allow that to affect our situations, not our situations to affect how we feel. Rather than focusing on what our teachers say or our parents say or the person next to us says or our classmates say or our coworker says, rather than focusing on that, we focus on what Jesus said. What he said? Look at verse 26. He says, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And then he asks a question, but you know is a rhetorical question. He doesn't want to answer because the answer is obvious. He says, are you not of more value than they? The answer is like, yeah, we've got to be. Birds don't have souls, so they can't be of more value than us. Jesus is saying, listen, God takes care of every single detail going on in the world right now, and he cares about you more than anything else going on in the world. We can also look at verse 30 where he says, now if God clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Again, the same idea. He says, you are allowing the value that the world has placed on you to determine your value rather than allowing what Jesus has valued you as to determine your value. And when we know how God sees us, our souls will be strengthened and we won't be shaken by our situations. When we know how God sees us, our souls will be strengthened and we won't be shaken by our situations. And we will affect the world around us. We won't allow the world to affect how we feel. We'll say, I know my value. I know who I am in Christ. You don't determine my value. The teacher doesn't determine my value. My classmate doesn't determine my value. My parents don't even determine my value. What Jesus has said about me, who he has declared me as, determines my value. And knowing who I am in Christ changes everything about my soul, even if nothing in my situation changes. But when our soul is right, we will begin to change our situations. And so when our souls are right, because our focus is right, we will change our situations. Our situations won't change us. Secondly, you with me? When our soul is right, we will trust God above our feelings. When our soul is right, when we've got our focus right, when he says, but seek first his kingdom, seek first his righteousness. In other words, make your priorities his priorities. Make sure that you're walking with God, that you're following him, that your soul is focused on eternity. He says, you will trust God above our feelings. You could also say you will give God the benefit of the doubt. What causes most of our anxiety is really fear of the unknown or not feeling in control. I think that the not feeling in control is probably the biggest cause of anxiety. You wish you could control the situation. You wish you could control the outcome, but you can't, and it stresses you out. So what tends to happen is we see something heading in a direction that we don't like, we assume the outcome, and it causes us to freak out. I'll give you an example. Hurricane Matthew. The news and the media and the projections of the storm were going in a direction that said, you are going to die. That's what it said. The night of, I don't know if any of you guys stayed in town. We stayed in town. And the night that the hurricane was coming, we made the horrible decision of we kept checking our phones. We don't have TV, so we had to like find other ways to figure out the news. But like we kept seeing like they turned into memes like real quick, but saying like, you're gonna die, like body bags on body bags, like if you didn't evacuate, you are the stupidest person on planet Earth and you will die. And Hannah and I were in the kitchen and I said to her, like, serious as can be, and I said, babe, are we gonna die? Like I was so stressed out. And I was convinced. I was like, this is it. We are going to die tonight. And we had a plan of like where we were gonna hide in a closet, and we were gonna be like hoping that the whole house falls down around us, but not this closet for some reason. And we thought we were gonna die. But do you know what we did? We decided, you know what? We're not gonna look at that stuff anymore. Who cares what the news says? We're going to trust in God. We're going to forget about this. We're going to pray a lot. And we're going to believe that God is going to work this out. And as soon as we shifted our focus, as soon as we like downloaded the movie on iTunes and we watched the movie and we shifted our focus off of stressing about our situation and started focusing on God and just living life and, hey, we're going to do this thing. As soon as we shifted our focus, our stress began to melt away. But as soon as we, and what happens often is we assume the worst about God. And what I mean by that is we see a situation and we see the direction that that situation's going and we go, God's forgotten about me. Like, does he even care anymore? Like, he just left me here to die. He doesn't even care. He doesn't even know what's going on. I'm just kidding. God, who is that God anyway? He does not even around. And we assume the worst about God. Like, he doesn't care about me. He's busy with other things. He's focused on that. And what happens is we don't give God the benefit of the doubt. We always assume that God's either up to no good or not up to anything at all. But when our soul is focused on eternity, we'll give God the benefit of the doubt. We'll say, God's in control. He's working things out. I trust in him, and whatever the outcome will be, he is still God, and he is still in control, and God's got a plan for my life. But what happens when our soul isn't right, when our focus isn't right, we think, God, he's forgotten about me. He doesn't care. He's got other things to do. But when our soul's right, we go, wait a second. God knows everything. The Bible says that God knows the number of hairs on my head. God says that we are of more value than the birds and the bushes, and he maintains all of those things. And when we stop and we realize God is working, God is in control, we give him the benefit of the doubt, regardless of what we feel, we will begin to see our stress go away, our anxiety melt away. And when our soul is focused, we can trust in him. Last thing, when our soul is right, we will focus on what matters. Jesus commands us not to worry 3 times in these verses. He doesn't just suggest that, he commands it. He says, do not worry, do not worry, do not worry. Therefore, when we worry, we are breaking a command of God. Jesus said it 3 times. He doesn't say, hey, it'd be a good idea for you to not worry because I got this. He says, do not worry. That means it's sinful to worry. If Jesus, God, commands us not to worry and we break a command of God, that makes a sin. Now, we need to understand that when we worry, it is sinful. Because listen, worry is the opposite of faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says this, check it out on the screen. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It is impossible to please God without faith, and worry is the opposite of faith. Because we're trusting in our feelings, we're trusting in our situations, we're trusting in all these things, and we're not trusting in God. Now, there are bigger sins than worry, but there is perhaps no more crippling and disabling sin than worry. Jesus almost mocks us when he says, why are you worrying? Look at verse 27. He says, let me ask you a question. He said, which of you, by worrying, can add a cubit to his stature? He says, in other words, which of you, by worrying about how tall you are, can make yourself grow? He like laughs. Like, tell me. If you can, you sit there and you worry all day long, tell me, if you worry about your height, do you get any taller? How about this? If you worry about your weight, do you get any thinner? No. You probably eat stress food and get fatter. Jesus, he's like, it's ridiculous to worry because it does nothing. Worry gets you nowhere. And so many Christians sit around and they worry. They worry about government, or they worry about what people say, or they worry about what people think, or they worry about school, or they worry about work, and they're stressed out about everything. And Jesus says, how's that working out for you? Is it getting you anywhere? Is it working out your situations? Is worry actually producing anything? And as a result, they sit around and it produces nothing. So Jesus says, rather than worrying, he gives us a new perspective and a new focus. He says, seek God's kingdom and seek his righteousness. In other words, seek Jesus and seek to tell people about him. And when we do that, we will find power and purpose. And he says, when we do that, everything else will be added. I love that. He says, when you seek God's kingdom first, I'll read it again. Seek his first, verse 33, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he says, and all these things, what things? Well, the things we were worried about. The things like our clothes and the things like our food and the things about what we're going to drink and things about provision and things about appearance and all those things that you were stressed out about, when you focus on the right things, you'll get all those things. But when you focus on those things, you'll get none of it. When we focus on the kingdom, we get all the other things. But when we focus on all the other things, we miss out on all of it. But when you seek him and his kingdom first, you will get everything else. You can write this down. It's a free point. Peace is power. Worry is wounding. Peace is power. And worry is wounding. You will have power to do what God wants you to do when you're focused on him. And as a result, you will have peace for your soul and purpose for your life. I'll prove it to you. Go with me to Philippians chapter 4. And we'll close right here. Philippians chapter 4. It says this. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And he says this, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. He says, focus on God, and the peace of God, which makes no sense, will guard your hearts and minds. When you're focused on the things of God, he says, don't be anxious, but rather in everything, prayer, seeking God, supplication, praying to God, thanksgiving, thanking God for what he's doing. He says, let your request, talk to God, seek God. And when you do that, when you focus on the right things, the peace of God, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever, will surpass, will come over you, and it will guard your hearts and minds. Listen, if you have anxiety, your focus is the problem. You're probably focused on whatever's causing you to stress out. And Jesus says, don't worry. Three times. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. But rather, instead of just not worrying, because it's like, just don't think about it. Now what are you thinking about? What I said, don't think about, right? Like that's life. He says, don't just not think about it. Instead, replace that worry with purpose. Replace that worry with seeking first God's kingdom. And when your focus is right, when your focus is on God, your soul will be right. And when your soul is right, your life will be right. The focus is the problem. So seek first the kingdom of God.
Concludes the teaching portion of today's message. But before we go, here's Nate with his wife Hannah to talk about how we could put this into practice.
You talked today about how when our souls are focused, then we affect our situations, right? And our situations don't affect us.
Right.
What exactly does that look like?
Well, I think it affects all parts of our life. Mm-hmm. It affects where we work. It affects how we go to school. It affects how we behave at home. And so, you know, it's going to look like somebody that isn't allowing regular life or the stresses of life to really affect their outlook on life.
Right.
You know, a lot of times we look at life and when life is going bad or when life isn't going the way we want it to go, that really causes stress. A lot of times stress is in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's when we're late to something. I get stressed out when I'm late to somewhere. I'm hitting red lights and I'm freaking out that I'm not going to make it on time.
Right.
That's when the stress happens. But then once we've arrived and it's like, oh, it was 2 minutes later than I wanted to, then the stress kind of goes away.
Right.
Obviously, that's not the most we stress about. We stress about, oh my gosh, I don't have enough money this pay period to pay all the bills that I have to pay. So there's, you know, that those things cause stress. But what a focused soul does is in the middle of that, it allows us to fall back on our trust on God. And we can say, okay, God, I'm doing the best with what I have. I'm trusting you that you're going to fill in the gaps. And a focused soul is going to say, I'm going to look at this as an opportunity rather than an obstacle. And I'm going to trust God in the middle of it, hoping and believing that he's going to work these things together for good.
Right.
And so a focused soul, it just looks at the situations differently. You know, it's going to trust in God above the way the situation looks. Because so often we focus only on the situation, only in what we can see, rather than trusting in God, who is way higher above that and has a plan in the middle of it. And so all of a sudden it gives us different priorities, different perspective, and now we start affecting the people around us and affecting our situation, where we're looking for opportunities in the middle of it. How can I be a blessing to somebody else? Because I know I'm not the only one stressed out.
Right.
I know I'm not the only one that has anxiety. But my soul is focused because I'm trusting in Jesus. I'm seeking first his kingdom. And because of that, I'm being a positive influence for the kingdom on the people around me, rather than so much of the world around me affecting my soul and my trust in God and who I believe God is. Forget that. What does the Word of God say about God? This is who he is. I'm going to trust in that in the middle of my situation, and that's going to change everything about my situation.
From there, you transitioned into talking about that as Christians, when our soul is right, we will be focused on the things that matter.
Right.
Why, as Christians, do you think we don't focus on what matters?
I think part of the problem is Jesus made a statement where he said we weren't to be of the world, mm-hmm. but we were still to be in the world.
Right.
I think the problem comes down to a lot of Christians aren't even settled with being in the world.
Mm.
We all understand we're not supposed to be of it, meaning our lives aren't supposed to look like the world. We're set apart. We're called out. The Bible says that we are a holy nation, his own special people. We have a purpose and we're supposed to look different. We understand that.
Right.
I think a lot of people have a problem with still being in the world, meaning we have to function as humans on planet Earth. And because of that, we deal with the things that humans on planet Earth deal with. We deal with sickness. We deal with having to make rent. We deal with having to have a job, providing for our family, going to school. There's a reality of living in the 21st century as human beings.
Right.
But a lot of Christians don't want to think like that. We don't want to live like that. And so we try to separate ourselves as much as we possibly can from the world. And by doing that, we lose sight of who Jesus is, and we lose sight of our purpose in the world. We're called to be lights. We're called mm-hmm. to be salt. We're called to be different. We're supposed to be in it, but different.
Right.
But what happens a lot of time is we're so focused on just removing ourselves completely from reality that we get stressed out when we have to experience real life.
Right.
So we're stressed out about the things that everybody deals with, because as Christians, we're just like, get me as far away from this place as we can. And so we're focused on or stressed out about government, or we're focused on or stressed out about school, or we're focused on and stressed out about whatever. When the reality is, okay, this is life. This is what we're in. We're not of it, but we're in it.
Right.
But because I'm in it, I'm going to look different. I'm going to behave different. I'm going to act different, because I'm trusting in Jesus above all else, not
right.
my situation, not my circumstance, not whatever. I'm trusting in Jesus. And when that happens, it truly allows us to be in the world, but not of it, which is such a powerful thing for a Christian to understand, because so often we're just like, get me away. I want no contact with people that don't look like me or act like me or sound like me. And then we're not affecting anybody.
Right.
We're supposed to be in it still. And when we recognize we're in it but not of it, we can trust God no matter what our situation is.
Thank you for listening to today's study presented by Worship Generation Radio. If you would like to listen again or hear more of Pastor Nate's teaching, visit us online at ccvb.net/thefactorypodcast. You can keep up with all that is going on with Pastor Nate or The Factory by following on Instagram at Nate M. Gallagher or at The Factory Youth. If this message has blessed you, we would love to hear about it. Send an email to church@ccvb.net. Join us next time as we continue studying the Bible with Pastor Nate Gallagher.